Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What's the economic value of a homemaker these days? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My late dad was a military man. The Air Force moved us to England, France, Scotland, and Japan by the time I was a junior in high school. Wherever we went, it was my late mom who was the full-time stay-at-home parent. It would be hard for me to place a dollar value on what she provided our family. According to a study called The Dollar Value of Household Work, the lifetime economic value of a female homemaker who dies at the age of 30 is calculated to be roughly $300,000. I was stunned by this, but I became even more so when I looked at some of the other valuation barriers homemakers face. Disability insurance, for example. Without an income, you can't get a policy. Future prospects for employment decline. Your job skills become dated, and the ones that you use to raise kids and run an efficient household make re-entry to the job market difficult. Retirement savings go on hold. You know you're not contributing to a workplace retirement plan or earning toward Social Security. You are more economically vulnerable because there's only one breadwinner, and that makes the family potentially without a financial safety net. If you desire to be a stay-at-home mother, be sure to crunch the numbers so that you can accurately accommodate the potential financial strains of such a decision. Pay off debt and work to build and keep a sizable emergency savings fund that is in a safe but readily available account. Be sure to get life insurance so that the cost to care for your children in the event something happens to you can be covered. And if you're the stay-at-home parent, be sure to have retirement savings in your own name and remember that your spouse can contribute to an individual retirement account for you. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. With the family in mind.